Is there any, okay, you've been asked this 100 times, game or two or anything that stands out to you as, wow, that was my greatest?
Well, the first game in South Bend and the Yankee Stadium event and the Tokyo thing and the game of the century are four I can just point out immediately.
Best players you remember?
Oh, golly, Barry Sanders, best running back. Of course, I wasn't doing OU when Sims was at OU, but having watched him on tape and so forth, he would be right up there with Barry.
Students who want to get into the play-by-play and so forth, students we want to be listening to all this, what's your advice to them?
Well, you got to get an idea of how you want to sound. You can't just get on there and start blabbing. You know, you can be too much of a homer. You're doing it for OU or for OSU, but if you just are ridiculous about how they can't do anything wrong, that's not good, in my view. You got to figure out kind of how you want to do it. And like I say, to me, the most important thing is excitement. Get some excitement in your voice. That's key. That gets people fired up when they're listening and gets them excited, you know. Oh, just barely overthrew that pass. Make it live. Paint pictures in the mind. As the old saying used to be, Stan Freeberg, remember him? This was in the early days. He would say, okay, we're going to drain Lake Michigan of all of the water and fill it with chocolate. We just did that. Now we're going to take a B-52 bomber and put a huge maraschino cherry in it, the bomb bay doors. Now we're flying over Lake Michigan. We open the bomb bay doors. There's that maraschino cherry. It splashes into that chocolate. Now try to do that on TV.
Right.
You're talking about a multi-million dollar deal. Well, in other words, you're painting the picture in the mind of people. That's what radio is. So that's why I say when you're doing play-by-play on the radio, students out there, you want to paint the picture. You know, Jones takes the ball, fakes to Ensminger, hands off to Smith over the left side. He makes a cut up to 15. He's to the 10 to the 5. Oh, they get him at the 1 yard line. Try to make it live like that, you know. Or whatever you think's good. And that's the advice I have. If you're doing what you think you should do right, I mean, if you sound the way you want to sound, I'll put it that way, and that's not good enough, then you better get a different profession. But if it is good enough, you have a job.
Doing your play-by-play right there. Are you going to miss that feeling? Because there's a feeling that comes with that. The play is going on, and you're telling her as fast as you can. There's a high that comes with that. You think you'll miss that?
A little bit. Maybe more than a little bit. But really, Don, I'm being totally honest. I've thought through all that for 2 years. I'll be in a particular place and say, okay, now pretend like this is it. How do you feel? What's your thought? And even prayed about it a little bit. Because I'm really sold on my decision. I'm ready to give it up. I will miss it. Miss a lot of aspects of it and the thrill of doing the games and being the voice of, you know, it's ego building and so forth, but I'm really ready to retire.
I'm holding the newspaper here of March 11th, Friday, from the Tulsa World. Barry makes his last call, and how did you feel as you made your last call?
Well, I was about to have pneumonia. I felt terrible. I was up at Kansas City, and I felt awful. That's right before I went to the hospital with pneumonia. The next day after the game, on the bus, the players had to carry my bags. Man, I was a sick puppy. But as far as the game itself, John Harrison, who is a good friend at OU and now with the Big 12, he gave me the game ball after that last game. Things like this.
There's a plaque here. It says, Bob Berry, voice of the Sooners.
That's the OU Club of Houston.
And we're sitting in your kitchen looking out in your backyard, and that's a nice piece here that you have.
Acrylic, they call it.
Yes.
It was just amazing. This whole last season, Texas A&M Coach Turgeon gave me an autographed basketball, congratulated me on my career. Dave South, the play-by-play guy. Everywhere I've been, Missouri, they put me up on the screen and congratulated me and so forth. It's just been wonderful.
OSU did a video tribute to
right.
you on their screens. I mean, that was nice. You've been there and gone and came back again, and they still have that. Still to be loved after all those years. Huh? I mean,
amazing.
So this journey that started out in 1938 in that
fall out of the window.
Fall out of the window became something you could never have imagined.
It oh,
became
absolutely.
Much bigger than you could have ever thought.
Absolutely. That is exactly right. Just amazing. Just so blessed, really.